Welcome to the West Podcast, Volume 1.2, Man's Best Friend. So what is the West Podcast? It's a weekly, spontaneously or pun request podcast for all cities to listen to, but geared towards issues, accomplishments, and achievements of West Pelzer residents, businesses, and visitors. We'll talk about economic development, planning, elections, interview council members and businesses, meeting updates, and the like. You can download this podcast from iTunes, Anchor, or on our Facebook, or somewhere out on the World Wide Web. Don't expect a lot of talking. We want this to be fast, easy to listen to, so you can, at a minimum, stay up to date with tidbits of what's going on. So who am I listening to? You're listening to the mayor, Blake Sanders. If you tuned in last time, you know that West Pelzer is one of 270 municipalities in South Carolina. You know that West Pelzer is on the move toward rehabilitation, revitalization, and renovation. And you know that while burdensome, the mayor, council, and every staff member works 24/7 to make sure that West Pelzer is defined as one of the best small towns in South Carolina. So what's the hot topic this weekend in West Pelzer? Well, that just so happens to be man's best friend. Man's best friend. Dogs, one of the founding principles of West Pelzer. Back in 1913, Pelzer Manufacturing didn't allow gambling, alcohol, or the ownership of dogs, mainly because all those things could keep you away from work, which meant their profits were greatly reduced because of extracurricular activities. And we won't go into gambling and alcohol right now. Those are personal convictions. But dogs, we can all relate to a dog growing up, one you have now, or one that you wish was still around. If you know me, you know I'm not exactly an animal person. I love dogs and all animals. I love their owners. I just don't necessarily always desire to be their master. My family, on the other hand, loves dogs. They're always looking online and talking to breeders about their lifelong canine friends coming to live with us. Maybe one day they'll make me cave and we'll have the large, hypoallergenic, lifelong friend we've always wanted. Not every person knows how to love a dog, but every dog knows how to love a person. That's an important quote as we think about community development, leadership, and what can bring a community together. West Pelzer is about being together. Only divided by Main Street, most of our neighbors know each other. We get out often, we see the same people walking, we know the troublemakers, but most of all, we come together in love. I witness love every day around town. I see the business owners helping each other out. I see the waves daily from our runners or cyclists. I see posts on Facebook about prayers for loved ones. What we all desire to see more of is love, and we're the only ones that can change that. Love is contagious. Being founded on those three principles of angst wasn't love, and it was probably a big issue for John Franks, West Pelzer's founding father. I'm sure he was ridiculed by many. I bet he was just outright hated. Others probably enjoyed seeing his vision implemented. But as the community has developed, he knew that man's best friend, a lifelong love, never meeting a stranger, was a vital point in making sure that West Pelzer felt welcome. Imagine living near West Pelzer in 1913, hearing the stories of a rebel forming another town, and then coming to visit with him and hearing his story while his favorite canine licked your hand, starved for attention, or guarded you so you felt safe. I can't imagine being a resident then, trying to figure out why we were formed, trying not to let your neighboring town define you, and yet realizing that your past greatly helps influence your future. I'm a firm believer in recognizing your past exists while looking forward to the future. Dogs are a vital part of our past, and we must recognize that, make them part of our present, and realize that our relationships with people and dogs are part of our future. Similarly, my past is one that I always tell when I get a chance. A father that worked from sleeping floors to management at one place of employment for 35 years. Me, a college graduate that dropped out of school once, only to realize that I didn't like having to pay bills. Managed to squeeze a 5-year degree into 6, going from a 1.8 GPA to graduating with honors. It takes work. It's part of my past, and I let it influence my future. So back to dogs. How are we going to make dogs part of our future? On July 28th in Chapman Park, that's 30 Main Street for you GPS folks from out of town, we're going to have our first annual Dog Days of Summer dog show and community event from 6 to 9. Dog Days of Summer is intended to get you out of your air conditioner for a few hours, let a few family canine friends lick your hands, watch people enjoy the ownership of their favorite pets, listen to some live music, partake in a food truck or two, see about adopting your own pet, and celebrate with us a new business opening up on Main Street. Starting at 6 p.m., we'll have a live band to be named later. We'll be introducing the dog show. And while only the best in show competition, we want your pet to show off their tricks, smile if they can, and be scored by our judges. We'll introduce Justin Kay, one of the owners of Antonio's Pizza and Pasta, located at 26 Main Street. Antonio's is a huge addition and is 110% community-oriented. Stay tuned to their Facebook or Instagram for more information on how they're going to play a vital role in West Pelzer. I'll go check them out in Powdersville now, beside Chick-fil-A. So you want to be involved in Dog Days of Summer? We're extremely excited to announce that Paul's from Anderson County will be present with some adoptable pets, more information about their organization, and they'll be one of our judges. If you'd like to be part of this event as a sponsor or set up a table, you can contact me at bsanders@westpelzer.com. West Pelzer is committed to a family, friendship, and fellowship. We want you to get out of your house, experience our town, its people, and its family pets. You never know. My family may have convinced me by then that we need that special friend, too. Until next time, remember, let's put West Pelzer on the map.